Welcome, welcome. You know what time it is. It is 12:41, I guess. But it is also a very late Heyoka King podcast. Ooh, remember when I said I'd do them on Fridays? Yeah, well, you know, Friday I was doing something. I don't know, I was sleeping or something happened. But I didn't get around the podcast. So I'm doing it now. On Tuesday. So hopefully this Friday I do it as well. But this is where we are breaking down Lizards and Latte. Today I'm drinking Death Wish coffee. I like this because one cup makes you feel like you're awake. Two cups makes you feel like you can honestly be in much better health. And you know, I'm on my third cup right now. I'm almost done with the pot. Good, halfway through it. This cup right here, very drinkable. I got my dad pen too. You know, I'm moving my little Yokan. You know, Lizards and Latte. Perhaps it's give me that lizard brain. Who fucking knows? I like marijuana. I still function very well in society. People that presume that I'm just insane, which is a good gimmick, or just assume there's something mental about me, which also, on top of that, I'll accept that. Because if I truly was found to be someone that is testing the limits of social endeavors and the structure of its norms in society, then you know, people will be understanding that I'm just fucking around and finding out once again. Heyoka King breaks outside of the box and barriers of conceptual thought and thinks, what if? And should I jump on this? Do it. Do it. Do it. Get it done. There's new mindsets in this world. This world is structured to have limits these days. But if you accept that you're limited, what are you fucking doing? You know, go up to a horse, slap a fucking horn on its head, unicorn, put some fucking science into it, there you go, you made one. You put some fucking wings on that thing, about Pegasus. You know, the world is as limited as ethics and morals will allow you to get. You know, we push our boundaries for things often that we see we are taboo. Or we push our boundaries for things that are kind of like, oh, you think that this world here won't allow you to do this? No, you can't become a super giga chad strong man. So people limit themselves from picking up a few weights and doing anything, I guess. I don't know. As we seeping into this understanding things, one may ask himself often, what am I doing if it seems like all I'm doing is trying to do for the rest of the world? What am I trying to do in my existence? A lot of us get stuck in that. I need the money to live. So you make too much of responsibility at your job, too much connection at your job, I suppose. I don't know. I haven't found one job that I haven't been able to satisfy just doing the job and going home. Because I like to have fun. So I like to have fun means that, you know, you kind of stand out a little bit, I guess. Make some at-work connections. Is it, you know, biasly, I'm almost an entrepreneur, but I just choose to have more fun than plan and structure things for, you know, upkeep and fucking next step endeavor rhythms. After school sunset. It's after school. Hanging out. Heyoka King. You already know the attitude. Cause the world's so cool. And my friends are so nice. And everything is so awesome. When you move around at different latitudes. Hitting that. Yokan, drinking that coffee, yeah, what, What? Mr. Bad Weekend. And Death Wish Coffee out?
Yeah.
Huh. Check this out. After school, we sat down outside of the chairs, rocking chairs outside, unique cup holders. She asked me, hey, would you like some fucking Crystal Light in a water bottle? I said, you already know. That's where it's at. Thanks. So as we were sitting there drinking all Crystal Light inside of a water bottle while inside of the rocking chairs after school while the sun is setting, we said, this is so beautiful. This is so nice to be in your presence and such a nice visual structure inside of the sky. The horizon was turning orange, red, soon into nothing. As the sun went down, we sat out there drinking all crystal water, crystal light inside of a water bottle. You probably never understood what was going on in Hey Oka King Podcast, Episode 3, Hanging Out. Probably structured that some other way, huh? Drinking coffee, smoking weed. You already know. Smoke the weed, then drink coffee, then exhale. That tastes very nice. Slap that watch on. Something about this watch. Ooh, it's dirty. It's got fucking rotten food on it from working and having it on. On that work, I get this fucking thing wet. Keep it on when I go into the shower. The dirty fucking watch covered in food grease and other shit. Ooh, and rotten skin. Stinky. You already know what time it is. 12:48. Bah. Boobity bop bop. Boobity 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 bop bop. Ow. You ever got lost inside of the desert? What if the desert's inside of your mind? You don't chill. You don't drink no water. You're delusional and lost in this place. Hosh blahs, sitting there wondering, I got good ideas, but what am I doing with them? And then you go to work, and then you do your job, then you go home. You repeat this cycle every damn week. Send of your head, you feel, oh, so alone. And then you come back, you pay your bills, and then you make sure that you have food to eat. Yeah. Don't you wanna tell me? I think you already understand. Hey, Oka King Podcast. The other day, I went to my job, and when I was there, I did the work I was supposed to do. And then I went home after making some food. Then I got home and I ate that food. So yummy, it sure tasted good. Yeah, put me in a positive and satiated mood, because the food is inside of me and not inside of me where I was hungry. Yeah. I don't really know, man. Music? That is what it is. I just haven't really had the attention span to really do anything, because I don't really know what I do anymore, man. I used to be a lot more constructive with my hobbies. frankly. And as I would sit there and I'd ponder, could I hit the weed and then drink the coffee? Or should I... You never even seen me. It's not that I'm quiet. I'm just appreciating Pedal by Nick. Oh. You know, we get lost inside of the concept of trying to understand shit, man. You ever see like two wild animals just walk up to each other and communicate, even if they're different species? You know that they're saying something to each other somehow. You ever observe nature, observing nature? Very unique. I went outside once. One evening. Series 1, Annex Lee. And as I gazed upon my yard, I saw something odd. It really would seem that this squirrel was gazing upon a deer feeding on the grass. And I startled the squirrel. And then the deer looked at me and the squirrel. And then the deer ran into the brush and into the woods. And the squirrel ran up a tree after woods. And I was sitting there, hitting weed and drinking coffee. Series 1. Annex Lee. Wondering what comes next. Am I just gonna go through this whole world not understanding any of the rest? Let's forget everything that has already happened. No, don't you understand that this is going to happen or some shit? What can rhyme with happen? Fuck. Because I really don't know. Sometimes I get stumped on words and I lose my flow. I'm sitting there smoking weed and drinking coffee. Series 1, hanging out with Annex Lee. Chilling before I go to work. Chilling on Hey Yoko King podcast. Yeah. What? You already understand. Because sometimes when I go to my job, I realize the more experience I put into things, the more I'm just passing time to not feel impatient with things that require a certain time stamp boundary. Because I have really been focusing on how some things be playing out. And when I look at it, I wonder, is this why we have a job? So we can send our college transcripts from one college to the other? And then that college will be like, oh, yeah, we sent him. All right. Well, another college. Oh, we got your high school transcripts. You still need your college transcripts. We want to do some fucking testing to make sure you have the right classes all arranged and shit. Oh, okay. I guess it's Time and Time Around by Vacant Clinic. Calling me a cynic as I'm sitting there. And I must profess, I really am trying to do my best. But sometimes my mind can be a pest while I'm sitting there and the conversation ends. Go back outside, time and time around, and again you'll find as I'm outside. and I'm all alone. Hopefully, when I have a good day someday, and you'll probably understand why I am so vacant. Never on command? I don't know, man. I'm high. Drinking coffee. I'm smoking weed. Yeah. Before I go to work. Oh. I need to get some shit understandable. Some of you could open up the mirrors. Good. Thank you for listening. This is a PSA Hayoka Game podcast. Yeah. What is the point of pondering on life? If life is a series of chaotic events that can be altered through influence. Understand what you're influencing. Oh! Coffee is gonna make me hit the piss and probably shit, but that's all right. Because then I'll feel better when I go to work. I think I went to bed at fucking 4:07 or 4:01 or something like that in the morning, which isn't fucking good. I should probably go to bed earlier than that. Then I woke up at 7. I was like, fuck. So I'm in bed from now. And then I woke up again at 9:27, and I was like, shit, how did this happen again? Why can't I just go to bed at a normal time like I function normal adult? But staying up late watching YouTube shit is my only fault. Don't you understand? Smoking weed and drinking coffee. Probably shouldn't smoke any more weed. Turn off the pen! Said, take care. Yeah. Do you understand what I meant when I said that it's lost in my thoughts and you could just forget all of the rest? Because maybe I'm just a little stuck inside my head, wondering how much time I truly have left. Have you ever seen me wandering? Just pondering on the things that I do in my life. Always doing my best to try to feel nice. Because it's bad timing. Looking at me, and the only thing you hear coming out of my lips as I try to start to sing. Yo, I'm drinking weed and coffee on Hayoka King Podcast. Because the dude came inside of the place. The place had to go inside of the police station and do a training. And I was like, police station training. How entertaining. Sat there, listened to a cop talk about all the people he's shot. And ask everyone between the generations of Gen X and Gen Alpha and fucking Gen Z bullshit, young millennials. Do you remember 9/11? Most of these people are fucking like under 20 years old, which means that they would have been fucking like not even born yet. 9/11, what would that be? 2001. It was 22 years ago. Yeah, most of these people weren't even born. And this cop talks about this fucking truck that got shot at. Very specific. Bad guys hanging out. So many jokes about tasing someone. Sounds really inviting. Oh, my back hurts sometimes. Be slouching. The sun is shining down upon my eyes. so much weed and coffee. Too much weed and coffee, Rip Skippy, 1930. Freaking it out. Hey, yo, cooking podcasts. One of those days you'll find yourself a hobby, sitting in your head like it's an empty lobby, online, but the game is all alone, sitting there thinking, oh, this sucks. There's nothing left to do. Ghost town. Just me. And no you. Everywhere I look around. Because I'm drinking that coffee and smoking weed before I go to work. Yeah. What? Paying $9.99 to have this podcast on these fucking podcast things after originally deleting it to getting episode 27, I think. That was a 3-year podcast turned into nothing. Or was it 3 years? I don't fucking know. Then I had the gaming podcast where I had 182 episodes and only 87 listens. Oh. But maybe this will be different with your assistance. Drinking coffee and smoking weed. Half waked. Richard Leake. That looks like a straw man or a smask mudge. Huh. Drinking coffee before I go to work. Go to work. While I'm drinking coffee. So I shaved. I'm going to brush my teeth, obviously. Got some fucking time before I had to do anything. It takes me like 10 minutes to work. I don't fucking know. This watch isn't good. It's infected. Something nasty. I don't like that. Stinky, stinky shit. Can't you understand? Stinky, rotten flesh. Rotting and stinkiness is not good. This. Ooh, look at that. Dead skin just peel off. Ooh, smells like rot. Ooh, that's not good. It's almost like my body's dead spiritually. Almost to the point where it gets dead physically. Very stinky. Stinkiness. So stinky. I got a fucking rash on my fucking arm from where this stinky, infested, rotted flesh watch was present on my hand because I didn't take it off for like 2 weeks. It's difficult for me to remember that shit. It tells the time. It says it's waterproof, so I just put it on in the shower. Skin pickling up underneath that shit. Now I have a rash on my fucking forearm on my left hand where I usually keep the watch. But I like to be able to tell the time. Fuck. The Open King Podcast. Oh. Do you understand what is going on, friend? I saw Roger King walking into the fucking Little Caesars Pizzeria. It seemed like he was buying himself a couple of personal pan pizzas. You got that garlic sauce on the side. You already know what this is all about. He's buying himself a nice little banquet, no doubt. Little Caesars, hot and ready pizzas. Oh. Yeah. My name is Ryder and I get high. And then go to my job. And I'm a grown adult. I guess I was insane at one point in my life. I don't have any doubts. Hey Yoga King Podcast is sponsored from a kid that used to grow up. He saw what it mean to feel more empty inside and dead and depressed. Oh shit. What's going on with Ryna? Are you fucking sad or some shit? Look at me, you gotta quit. Hey Yoga King Podcast. We'll tell you what you need to know at some point if you have fucking internal spiritual questions on the basis of a hive mind feature. We all kind of communicate together, you know what I mean? Oh, it's getting cold. God, it's close to that time. I drank so much coffee, I have to piss. Not good. Oh, yeah. I'm hopping. From all the coffee. Death Wish coffee. The strongest coffee you can buy at the grocery store. Oh. Long ass atomic tone in a different time realm. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't even properly take the steps to get there. And I was solemn to emptiness, the persistence of degradation to myself. No wonder. So I forsake my body and my rage, sitting there doing my best to not behave. All that other shit that is going from me to this time. Cause I didn't really fucking give a shit about anything. Cause I was so fucking pissed off once again, this time. Oh. Then I smoked some fucking weed. I drank some fucking coffee. But the weed made me chill. But the coffee made me antsy. Now I'm manic and enraged, sitting there screaming about all of this pain. The things I could surely just let go. But I'm letting them get to me to make me insane. To get on my laundry. Oh. Ow. Oh. Ah. Yeah. Maybe I should be doing something more constructive with my time than going insane. Oh. Hey, Brenna, did you remember about that concert that was coming up? The festival inside of the small, little area that's, you know, downtown, and it has that fucking, you know, that little, like, river thing, and it's got those giant metal, fucking bins outside. Yeah, they're painted faces on them. There are all those statues in the woods, all those sculptures and shit for the art project. Yeah, they're having some sort of fucking food thing there. No fucking way, really? Something I heard about. Maybe we probably want to go to that. Get all go as big friend group with the fucking music festival thing. I think it's only $5 or some shit to get into. But that's the best that's going on around here. I mean, frankly, that sounds better than nothing. Yeah, let's go do that. $5 to get in. Hell yeah. But then none of them went. And then the time was passing by. Yeah. What? Hey, Yoga King Podcast will be coming back again Friday. I won't forget this time. Reiner King does a Yoga King Podcast. This is brought to you by Bad Weekend Productions. We got fucking Bad Weekend and Tainted Town music. We making that music sometimes when we feel like it. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about life, I guess. We're just trying to figure out a lot of shit right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, buenos, dosos, noches. Buenos.